Hey, Gut Fox here. So we got Muttman episode 147, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, Fox. How you doing today?
I'm doing very cromulent. You got any text message for us this week?
I didn't do it. Yeah, I did some stuff this time. You told me to go out and do some stuff. I did some stuff, right?
Yeah, live your life.
By doing that was I went and watched Bandersnatch on Netflix while on the edible.
Yeah. Don't spoil that. Don't spoil that.
Don't spoil it.
I haven't done it yet.
If you didn't watch it in the first week, you're not going to watch
Wait,
it.
Wait, you're going to do it on an edible?
Yeah. What you going to do? Yo, no, let me tell you, bro. So, obviously, I'm not going to spoil anything. We all know it's, like, multiple endings and shit. I think I found, like, 9 multiple endings.
And I'm still not done
with it. Yeah, I was going back and forth, bro. I think I watched it. I think we watched it from, like, I want to say 2 p.m. to, like, 8 p.m. I was just going back and forth, just trying to find different possible fucking endings and shit.
Isn't there like 20 hours of content or something, I think I heard?
It's a trillion. It's like a trillion, like, actual, like, things, like, choices or whatever the hell it was. Some absurd number like that.
I'm recording that.
Bro. It's it was fun, though. The thing about it was it's better high because it's not actually engaging. There's certain storylines of Bandersnatch that I think you would like. But if you don't pick that storyline, it's not as entertaining as, like, some of the other ones. Because when you go back and replaying, you're like, oh, okay, if I got this finished, this is much better than the one I ended up with in the first place.
Are you gonna try and 100% Bandersnatch? Get them all?
I think I did. I found a good ending. I found, because I'm not going to spoil anything, but if you get to the ending, it's usually on a television. And then, like, the credits roll on, like, a television that's inside. You know how the television
gotcha.
Overlay?
Yeah.
But one of the endings I got, it just was, like, no television overlay, which is like, all right, cool. So I think I beat it, but I still want some other endings. So different choices.
That's what, yeah. I think I beat it.
Yeah. Texas, can you introduce our guest?
Our guest is a Twitch streamer, Twitch legend. And so we wanted him on the podcast because I was streaming one night, and everybody was like, who you want on a podcast? And his name popped up a lot. So we had it. Boogie online here, man. What's up?
What up, though? What up? What up, guys? Thanks for having me. You know, cool, in. I'm in this bitch.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's you've been in the community quite a long time, and we'll get right into the agenda here. So I want to go through that. Something happened today. You were scheduled, and then some drama popped up today. So we'll go through that as a little bit of YouTuber stuff. Yeah. We'll go through Zero Chill, the playoff promo, and what's coming next. Some speculation with that. If a new patch is coming, talking about Football Outsiders, and then maybe we'll wrap up with like what you'd like to see out of your ideal promo. So I think let's start it off with the drama. We'll get it out of the way. You and Ryan had a little bit of a back and forth. Can you kind of explain what was going on?
First of all, like, we were trying to get this podcast done for like 2 weeks now, 2 weeks out. And then last week rescheduled it for this week. So I don't want people to think that this is a quick mad dash because there was a little indiscrepancy today on Twitter. What happened on Twitter is, like, I'm scrolling my timeline, you know, saw E-Rock ask Ryan, how come he's now releasing how to, quote-unquote, how to get coins or some tip on how to take advantage of the promo when the promo is dead? It's over, you know? So me, just being honest, I'm like, yo, you know what it's about. Like, dudes just want views. Like, that's what it is. You know what I mean? He took that the wrong way, twisted, turned, all types, and it was this big, like, display for everybody to see, you know, and it is what it is. I'm here for the fuck shit, so if people want to act dumb, like, I'm a held a mirror up, you know, but I like, it's no ill will to Ryan. I have nothing against him. I wasn't mad at him. Like, I told somebody who hit me up, I'm like, this is just a friendly conversation, you know, like, I'm not mad at all, you know, like, I would be on a different time of time. I'd be on a different time if I was mad at Ryan. I would be coming at him a different way. It wouldn't be what you see now. Like, right now, it was something light, you know? And, yeah, like, Ryan felt that I was attacking him for his first when I said he's trying to do it for views, you know? Like, that's what it is. He was acting like, no, I'm not trying to do it for views. I'm trying to help people out. You're not. If you were trying to help people out, you would do it in the middle of the program so everybody could eat. You know what I mean? You wouldn't do it at the tail end when you already ate, and now you're going to reap benefits again on YouTube when everybody else is cramming, trying to do a mad dash to make coins. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So when I said that, he brushed it off like it was nothing. Like what I said was outlandish. Like, I'm just pulling out my ass. And I'm like, nah, buddy, like, we know this game. We know this. Everybody knows this game. Everybody knows what you're trying to do. So just call a spade a spade. And then same song and some song and dance happened. he beat around the bush, and then at the end it was like, yo, I understand what you're saying, and we'll keep it pushing. And that's how it was. It was like nothing big. It's
yeah,
just a small little,
that's
you know.
that's I completely understand that point of view. Like obviously we do it for views, and things like when you say you're only doing it for views, some people could take that to mean like, I'd say it used to be an insult to be called like a sellout, and you're only doing it for the money. Now it feels like a lot of people are more totally okay with that and just going for the money. Like whereas like considering it like you want to help people or do it for the art or whatever the other motivations
Yeah.
you are for doing this. So I could see that like some people take it like personally, like no, I'm doing this to help it out. That's what I want to do. Whereas like people like nowadays, like the classic example is like Xerxes, where he is totally upfront. He's saying like I'm doing this to pay my bills. I'm putting out these videos to totally just get the money from the you know community to kind of like do the I don't know how to say that for the videos, but it
Yeah.
seems like I can see that. So like, but you were basically calling it because it's a spade. We do it for views, and everybody kind of agrees like
Right.
that. Like I put out that video on the 22nd, and he commented on the video that I was ruining the method, and then he ended up coming out later saying I made 16 million off. I'm like, all right, well I mean it's nice that that happened. So
Right.
I don't know. I'm kind of on both your guys' side because it's one of those things that you can see from both sides. So Texas, what do you think?
It's weird because, like, as a YouTubers, we do everything for the views. So getting angry about that's kind of annoying. Because, like, it just seems like
Yeah.
if you weren't making money off this, you wouldn't be doing it because the views is how we can survive. So I feel like that's as an insult, it shouldn't be taken as one. Because, yeah,
it was the
we're on
truth.
Camera. We're on camera trying to make money.
Right.
And the way we make money is through views and watch time.
Yeah.
So we want people to stick around a video, watch for a longer time, which will get you go more views. So it's just weird to be fighting over something along the lines like that. Now, the whole dropping the video after the fact, I get why he did it. I don't know. He could have done it in during the promo as well. But
if you were really trying to help out, you would do it during the promo.
Yeah, you said you can still make coins off of it right now, but if you really wanted to. At that time, he wasn't really uploading. So I guess he's now getting back and uploading. So that's the reason why. It's like the timing's not really, I can't call it suspicious. Because he didn't upload for like, I think 2 months. Like he was doing some personal stuff. So that's why he wasn't working on YouTube. Now he's getting back into it. So I can see why he dropped it late, but he still shouldn't get angry at the fact that it is. Which is why he probably realized he was tripping. And that's why he was like, you know, you're right
yeah.
about this. Yeah, because there's no point in getting angry at something that's truthful.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, there's certain, like, hard truths that people don't want to hear. Like, if you're overweight, you don't want to hear that you're overweight. If you're ugly, you don't really want to hear that you're ugly. Even though maybe it's factually accurate, it's still like, wow, that's kind of insulting. I mean, you're not wrong. You're just an asshole, right? The old meme.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see, like, if somebody said, oh, you're a sellout. You're only putting out that video to help you make coins for your own sake. And, like, for your views, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's true. I put out videos because I want people to view them, but it just still kind of hurts. So that's why I see it both ways. I think that's kind of it. Any other words to wrap up that drama, Boogie?
Own your truths. Like that's the only thing I can say. Like to get mad at that situation when it was the truth was kind of ridiculous. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, for us to come to an understanding, like, yeah, it was the truth. Like, that's what I was saying the whole time. I wasn't trying to malicious, like, attack him or come with some ill will. It was just like, I'm just stating what the obvious was. You're trying to get views. Like, and I don't want people to think, because somebody came and was like, after what happened in Jacksonville, we need to come together. And it was just like, yo, first of all, I appreciate you coming to me with that, but it's not that deep, because we're not, there's no animosity. You know what I mean? Like, it was no... I don't, there was no malicious intent. I wasn't trying to tear Ryan down, throw rocks at Ryan, piss, like, ruin Ryan's day. You know what I'm saying? I was just being me. I'm very direct.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I say stuff blunt. So sometimes if it's abrasive, I apologize. But I'm not going to sugarcoat shit, and I'm not going to hide or try to, you know what I mean, butter people up. I'm going to just tell you how it is. And that's some people appreciate. Like, my guys appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can't be as honest as I am. Sometimes it's like the gift and the curse. Sometimes I understand that not everybody's used to it, Not everybody's used to somebody being in there, like, you know what I'm saying, standing with their own two and be like, yo, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes people can take it the wrong way. And by him taking it the wrong way, I realized, and that's why I deaded it. I was like, I'm gonna just stop responding, because I realized he was thinking like I was trying to attack him personally. You know what I'm saying? And he took me being me as like the wrong, as being abrasive. You know, and maybe that's what it is. If it's happened in the past, like, some people can't take it. And if that was another situation where he couldn't take it, then hey, I take that. I'm sorry. I apologize if you took it some type of way, but it's the truth. Like, at the end of the day, it's the truth. The truth is you were trying to do it for views. That's what it was. You promoted leading up to, so in my conspiracy theory bug, in my eyes, you were eating off the promo. You were sending cryptic tweets. I could go on and on and on, but I don't want to dive into that. But niggas, it's just like WWE, you know what I mean? You're doing the whole interview, the whole rah-rah beating on your chest to lead up to, now here's the video. You know what I'm saying? We all know the game. We all know the game. So it's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
I feel, yeah, I definitely know what you're talking about. And it felt like a lot of his videos kind of, it was like a journey video kind of, but it also included a tip, so that's kind of how I took it. But getting back to, like, him and you, like, you were leaking DMs about the editorial and stuff, and it surprised me that you guys had the editorial like 4 months before the Mutt Mods had it. Remember when that Reddit thing went down where they had the leaks, and they created Mutt Leaks to
This.
tweet out stuff? So, like, you had it in Madden 15, or is it 16 Christmas, and they had it in Easter of Madden 16. So, like, why didn't you also have the eggs in Madden 16? Because you had the presents that year
So
too.
I wasn't on Madden. Like, I wasn't paying attention, you
Oh,
know?
okay.
Like, my time when it comes, like we were saying beforehand, when the 99s and go to tickets and all that comes out, I bow out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when it starts to die down for Madden, because everybody has the same team, OP stuff. I like the journey. You know what I mean? I like when people have, like, you can play with your favorite card or whatever. So by the time Easter comes, I'm on some other stuff. I'm playing 2K. I'm on a different game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on, my focus is on other things. With the editorial, what I had for Christmas was totally different than the editorial. You know what I mean? I had something that was
Insider
different from the editorial.
information.
Yeah, I had something that was different from the editorial. I didn't have to go on the website and do the joint where you got to put a number in, press enter. Okay, that didn't work. Put a number in, press enter. And now I think they have programs now where it does it for you. So I didn't have to do any of that. I had a fucking folder sent to me. Everything is in it. That's it.
Wow.
So you
Did
understand
that
what I'm
person
saying?
did that person go through the editorial and grab that stuff and put it in a folder for you?
I don't know. It was a little birdie just, yo, Boog, you're a man of the people here. And so I had everything before and after images of this is what it is frozen, this is what it is unfrozen. And that's how I
Wow.
put it out. So me taking it upon myself, I'm like, yo, you know what? And I pride myself on that. And everybody who knows me from years back, I'm always for the little guy. So I'm always looking out for the little guy. So when I got that information, without a doubt, like, immediately, I'm like, everybody's gonna eat. That's it. Everybody's gonna fucking eat. It's gonna be a win for everybody. You understand?
So.
Because there's always been quote unquote insider information, but the little guy never gets it. It's always the elitist. You know what I mean? It's always the people who are in the know that receive. I've had insider information for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But now it was a chance for me to be like, everybody's gonna get this insider information. Everybody's gonna feel special. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's gonna get a W. Everybody deserves a W.
Yeah.
That's what I tried to do.
So why did Ryan DM you about the information if it was already out there?
Because it wasn't out there like I had it. Ryan didn't know what the information was. He came to me in my DMs, and that's why I leaked it. Because, and I wouldn't have even leaked the DMs until somebody acts up. Till you act up and you try to front. When he tried to front and be like, you were in my DMs about the promo, about the seven bundle, and then in the same drink say, well, I put out a video and I tried to help everybody. Did you? Nigga, you was in my DMs asking me. You came in and you can see it. It's on Twitter. I'm not deleting them. I'm not deleting those screenshots. It's on Twitter. My first engagement in DMs with Ryan was the first one when he's telling me he thinks it's Dion. He thinks it's wide receiver Dion. In his first paragraph, no, it's a 7 bundle. No, you sure? It's the kid. What? 7 bundle? They said there's a pro pack, but bro, it's a bundle. I'm telling him. It's a bundle.
So wait.
Then he keeps coming back. Wait. He keeps coming back. Hold on. He keeps coming back to the point where I told him, dude, go trust your gut. Me knowing what it is, trust your gut. If you feel like you should sell it, go ahead and sell it. Like, if that's what you feel, go for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
so why did he ask about the 7 bundle if it was already out there with that you said it was a 7 bundle? Like, why would he need to reconfirm that?
Because everybody, at that time, everybody was in my DMs, right?
Uh-huh.
Asking me all types of questions. And I would answer here and there, but how I was trying to do it, I wasn't trying to give people the upper hand. So I was releasing it on the timeline at a time so everybody can get it at the same time. You know what I mean?
Because, gotcha.
Again, everybody eats. So I wasn't like, yo, that's why when he asked about the Sig one, I think, or the X Factor pack, I didn't send it. I said, oh, it will be on a timeline at a later date. You know what I mean? I was doing it like night befores. This is what you should stock up on. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it fair, trying to level the playing ground. And then, I don't know, man. I don't know. But don't front like some. Everybody knows what happened that Christmas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? So to say I was trying to help out other people, did you? That, I'm not going to front. That shit got me hot. I was about to be on some different time. But I was like, yo, you know what? Chill. It is what it is. Let's just keep it pushing, man. But that shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was interesting because, like, I know the mods, and I knew about the editorial when it happened that Easter when they found out about it somehow. I don't know who found out about it, but maybe it was passed along to them. But so you had in the Christmas, they had in the Easter something similar. They created the Mutt Leaks 1 account, and they did basically the same thing. They tried to tweet it out when it came out. Then it got patched because I think it got passed along to EA once it got out there how it happened. And then that's when everything else happened with, like, the lot Easter egg stuff and whatnot. So it's similar, like, it's weird that, like, the same situation repeated itself with you and with the Mutt Leaks 1 account. Obviously, Mutt Leaks 2 came out, and that was around, like, it was, like, it was weird what happened with Mutt Leaks 2 because there had been, like, consistently, like, leaks coming out that were accurate. When they started a Twitter account with 0 followers and they tweeted out this obviously photoshopped image, I don't know if it was obvious, but a photoshopped image of this Ronnie Lott card being in the...
That was foul.
Yeah, the Ronnie Lott card being in the Ronnie Lott pack. Because at that time, they didn't know it was going to be Ronnie Lott or the pack. But it ended up being the pack, so people lost. It was like going for like 700,000. I think the pack was like 300-some-thousand pack, coin pack. So people lost coins off that, a lot of people. And it's weird that, like, it kind of like showed like the leaks, because yours were very good, Mutt Leaks 1 were very good, that like a random Twitter account popped up, it got pushed out there, and then people just instantly believed it because there's so many leaks. Do you think that could happen nowadays? Do you think somebody could create a Mutt Leaks, like, because if we got Mutt Leaks 19 account right now that's actually leaking out stuff, I mean, do you think people could do that right now on Twitter, or is the Mutt community jaded enough that isn't not gonna work?
I think they could do it. I think people are so thirsty for information. And because of years past, like, there's people who missed out. You know what I mean? Who missed out on that Christmas. And here, they just heard, oh, there was this boogie guy on Twitter that was just leaking everything. And I made $10 million. You know what I mean? Like, so you hear about, like, the past, all this other shit, to where all these new players are now coming in. I believe now that everybody's seen that this is what happened with that. This is what happened with the Mutt Leaks. Like, it could happen and people could get valuable information. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and dive into it. I believe somebody can scam people into fucking believing that Bo Jackson is coming tomorrow or some shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If the Mutt Leaks 19 Twitter leaks Bo Jackson, we're all going to believe it because it's been.
Well, he's been consistently correct, though. That, like, I'm talking right. About, like, someone comes up with, like, Mutt Leaks 20 and like, 0 followers and does it.
But it, to piggyback off what I said, and because he's been consistent, everybody's going to believe the next man. And maybe us talking about it is going to encourage some dickhead to do it, but it's people are going to believe it. They're going to believe it. They're going to fall for it. People are gullible. They're going to fall for the trick, and then they're going to end up losing money. Hopefully people are smarter than that and know who to trust. But just like when Mutt Leaks first started dropping stuff, everybody followed that. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody followed that Twitter. Once that Twitter first popped up, everybody. Once I first found out about the Muttley's drink, I'm looking, I'm like, damn, like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm late. Mad niggas follow this drink, you know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Like, I feel like that's how it would be if a Muttley's 20 comes out. Everybody's just going to jump on and think it's the same person and get burned, you know? Because there's no way of knowing if it's credible or not.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to know if I'm just dropping shit on a timeline. Say back in 16 or whatever the fuck it happened. If I'm just dropping shit on a timeline randomly, people are going to be like, what the fuck is this shit? You know what I mean? They're gonna be like, what is this? And then all of a sudden, something comes true. So we're like, oh, okay. But at the time, they're just like, what is this? Now that they see that it held up, I think we made it worse. Honestly, I think we made it worse. If it was a bunch of bulls, if it was a bunch of BS, and people were just believing duds in the past, and it came to be nothing, like it was nothing coming to fruition, then I don't think people would get burned. But the fact that shit did leak, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though.
Texas, what do you think?
I think that if one person were to make an account, people would believe it, because it just, until you get screwed, because it seems like with anything, like with promos, for example, like Guff Fox put a tip on how to make coins to somebody, say it didn't work for me, but it worked for everybody else. Mm-hmm. If it worked for one person, it probably worked for, we'll just say 40%, which is a random number, obviously. But if it works for some people, people are still going to believe that this thing is true, possibly. So, therefore, it's going to keep existing. So, as long as somebody's either benefiting from it, these things can keep popping up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it's, I guess the lesson is trust no one online, except for, like, you know, people you know IRL, but, or like people that have been consistent. Like, if Boogie puts out something, I'm guessing, right, like, you're gonna make sure it's correct, right?
For sure. I'm not putting out no bullshit. I'm not putting out anything that can tarnish, you know what I mean? Like, the reputation, like, mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah, no, I ended up looking back at your Twitter account from there. So you put out the 7 Pro-Pack bundle on the 25th. Ryan was trying to confirm with you on the 28th. So, like, I mean, it exactly like you say, it's consistent. And so, like, I guess I don't have a point there. Like, he didn't really trust you. I don't really.
And didn't know. Like, people didn't know. There were people who were like, oh, well, you have the same thing that I have. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, I don't. Y'all are going off of just like how, remember there was a Mudhead thread with the gifts for this promo?
Yeah.
And, like, they were off some, but people were guessing and stuff, and that's all that people had to go through. They had a thread like that of what the gifts were going to be going circling around. And so people were just like, oh, well, you have this. No, nigga, like, I have the actual image. You know what I mean? And it took for me to tweet out the night before the bundle. And the reason why I did tweet it out, one of the main reasons, is because it was circling that EA might try to change. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
they were mad that I was leaking shit. So they might try to change what's in it to tarnish my rep, you know? So the night before, I was like, oh, and just in case they try, here. And I put the image of it unfrozen, the bundle, on the timeline here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they can't do nothing, and they had to leave it up. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's so amazing that, like, you had that up, and then that EA didn't fix it at all until months later when Muttleaks came out and just started putting everything out. And that's when they fixed it shortly after, or a couple weeks after Muttleaks started putting it out. So it's weird that, like, they didn't even, like, once you did it, they didn't even give a crap. Like, they didn't even change anything. So It's so, I don't know, strange, right? That their security is so bad?
What they did was, because the editorial, right? And going back to the editorial, when the Sean Taylor came out that year, probably like in November, I had a kid, Twisted, salute to you, who would go through and do the numbers. You know what I mean? And he found a Sean Taylor, he DM'd me and be like, yo, book, this one showed up today. You know what I mean? That was the editorial. Like I said, that was the editorial. Yeah. This was back in early of that year when what I had, totally different.
Yeah. I saw.
I didn't have to push no numbers in, nothing. It was both image, frozen, unfrozen, bang. This is what it is. Hundreds of them, or however many gifts there was, all of them. And that's how we knew.
And then,
it was different.
And then I saw a tweet. Ryan even had the editorial 8 months before you put out the Pro-Pack bundle and all that stuff, too. So he had that in Madden 15 also. So an entire year before Muttleaks. What's up?
They knew the editorial was out.
Yeah.
They didn't. But the editorial wasn't harmful, because it wasn't like what I received on Christmas. You know what I'm saying? The editorial wasn't what I received on Christmas. The editorial was like images of
cards that were coming out.
Cards were coming out.
And we would see how those images would like be weird, like half the screen would be black or something. You know what I'm saying? Or something.
That's still what Mutt Leaks finds right now. Mutt Leaks 19 is still going on the editorial.
This was total, like I said, these were clear, concise pictures. I didn't have to edit anything. All of it was this was inside.
Oh, you think so? Really?
That's all I'm going to say.
Huh.
This was editorial. This was not editorial. That's how I'm going to leave it, and that's the end of that conversation.
it's really, we can't ask follow-up questions, because that's really interesting.
No, because I don't, this, niggas already know, and people who trusted me with stuff, trust, you will never have to worry about anything. It's me. That's the end of that. It was an inside situation.
Disgruntled employee, maybe?
It was an inside situation. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And took and ran with it. And like I said today, not one video was made, Fox. Not one stream. I didn't stream during the whole fucking Christmas promo that year.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't, none of that. Because me, I was like, I can't profit off, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to eat off the coins, but it would be scumbaggery if I was going to go, hey, it's Boogie here, look at this video. I think, let me go ahead and change the fucking, the saturation, and we're going to go ahead and Photoshop, and, oh, it looks like, you know, I would be a dickhead to do some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be dishonest. I was like, I'm not going to profit off this shit monetarily. Just do y'all. Everybody wins. Let's go.
Yeah, I've done leaked videos before, like where I was able to get Mutt 18, like in July. So I leaked what was coming in Mutt 18, and like I don't consider that like it was almost impossible to put it all out on Twitter at that point. But I don't consider that like scumbagging to make a video about what I found out about the next Mutt in July. Like I don't know if I necessarily agree with you there that it's scummy to put out a video.
I don't think that's scummy. And you know what I'm saying, situation? But me, I would have felt some type of way if I was like, how I am. I'm for the people, right? So I'm for my guys, Team Boogie and shit. I'm trying to make sure my guys, I told them at the beginning of the year, that year, I'm going to make sure you guys eat. I'm going to make sure that you, this is your best year for Mutt. You're going to be able to experience, like, y'all, it's February, and y'all got, like, 89 overall teams. That's dead this year. I told them that. The beginning of that year. So for me to tell my guys that and them to trust me, like, yo, I Boogie got us, I would be a dickhead if I'm trying to fucking eat off of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm like, yo, I'm going to bless you, but let me get a little kickback. Nah, let me just put the information out. Mm-hmm. Let me just do what in my heart I felt like I should do for my guys because they support the fuck out of me. That's all it was. People support me. They show me so much love. Let me go ahead and show them love.
Yeah.
That was it. I didn't need – I don't – like, come on, man.
Yeah. Tex, what's your stance on leaks? Should people keep it quiet or put it out there for public consumption?
I mean, no. Leaks, I feel like it should just be out. I mean, if you have the information, however you put it out, I don't really think it matters if you want to make money off of it or if you'd rather just show, just give it to like how Boogie's doing where he just gives it to his people. I think either way is fine. It just depends on, I guess, like how you do it either way, which could be either taken different ways. But I feel like if you have information, you can distribute it however you want to. That's why like certain news outlets get like those public, like those, I want to call it leaks, but like they'll get a headline from another company and then they'll have the only exclusive access to it. So I think that's kind of shady. If you have like somebody that's feeding you the information that is only for you to make money off of. But if you just somehow come upon that leak, then I feel like you can put out however you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know with my Mutt 18 or like that, like I almost got the entire Game Changer program dissolved. That would have been like, that was like people hit my DMs like, hey, give this up or else we'll come after the Game Changers, come after you. And I was like, whatever, try it. And it was an interesting situation. and nothing ended up coming of it, but.
They coming after Fox, like Fox ain't smart. Like Fox knows what he's doing. Ego intimidate him with fear.
I wish they would tell me, but give this up or game shit. To hell with all them niggas. Like, hey, time for you to throw away your knee pads. Like, what the, like, fuck a Game Changer. Like, what? We're going to throw away the Game Changer program. What?
Yeah.
Man, please. Man, I wish.
All right, let's move on to current day Mutt content. So Zero Chill, was this like, what's your guys' reaction? Texas, I want to hear from you. Like, what do you think? Like, is it a good promo, bad promo? Like, give me your overall thoughts.
All right, so it started out terrible, which we all know, and then it got better, and then it peaked when they dropped the second set of gifts with the also addition of the stuff you could buy in store. So I think that's probably when it peaked. And then since then, it's kind of gone downhill. The players you have gotten that came out have been dope. Randy Moss have been amazing. The fact you got Michael Vick for free, well, not really free, but Michael Vick for a low cost of
Training.
snow. Well, he was snow,
Or
mostly
snow.
snow. Yeah, and Champ Bailey and all the other cards. That's dope. So like a lot of people can improve their teams and they just happen to be like on and playing. I would say it was a bad promo that got much better that then fell off a cliff after what, the 25th? When was the last time that, well, after the weekend actually. That was not that was just Christmas. What, that would have been the 20 that following Sunday night, I guess. Before Christmas is when it kind of fell off a cliff because the players that we got were cool limited time wise, but nothing else was really needed with our snow. So, which made the obviously the market go down because the market was being held up because of those exclusive packs in the store plus gifts. That's my assessment on it. It was a bad promo that got way better and then fell off a cliff on December 22nd or
So is
25th
it
as they
easy to rate in
always.
like one number out of 10, or is it you gotta kind of separate it? Like, what would you put
I
out of
would
10?
say,
We'll think about it. We'll come back at the end. We got a lot more to discuss about Zero Chill. But what are your overall thoughts on it? Like, just reaction to it.
Right. To piggyback off of text, it started off dry and everybody was disgruntled and like this promo's trash. Then they ramped it up, like he said, in the middle. Everybody was buzzing. It was so in true EA fashion, they jerked it off. Like they blew their load. Like everybody was buzzing. In the middle, when they had that weekend at PAX, people were at their consoles trying to rip packs. They had dope ass drinks. Everybody was making coins. It was the most hype Mutt has been about a promo in I don't know how long. And now we have this. Like, how do you mess up this? But how do you like not see? Okay, they're mad. 1 minute, we did something great, and then we can't. Instead of continuing, even if you didn't have anything planned, why not continue it? Okay, this worked. This right here worked. Let's do it. Let's do it again the next weekend. Or let's do it again whenever, you know, on some random date. How do you see all that momentum wasted by you not doing anything and not even relaying messages? Like, I don't even know what the fuck Kralo is saying anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see tweets that are like, oh, well, such and such a. Such and such is coming, plus blank. And then it's just like, is that Bo? Is that Randall? Like, we got this, you didn't debunk this. Like, this fucking image came out of nowhere. Like, nobody ever said, no, that was false. You know what I'm saying? Like, EA, I just
Wait,
feel like they need to do better.
which
There
image are
was
you
a, there
talking
was a,
about?
there was an image that described the Christmas promo. Right, and
Oh.
it said something about like Randall Cunningham and Bo Jackson and Moss, like all that stuff that everybody was thinking. Okay, this is when Vic is coming out, all this other shit, and had everybody bubbling, but then we didn't see nothing about it.
That was that coin site that scams everybody every year with false predictions. They do it for
But
traffic around Christmas time.
that was a fake coin site.
Well, no, it's a real coin site, but they do this every Christmas in order to get traffic to their coin site. They put out like what's gonna come.
That's tough.
Yeah,
That's
they did
tough.
it last Christmas or the Christmas before that. It's been a few years, but they've done it every year in order to try and get traffic. So yeah, that's unfortunately it's like what we were talking about earlier with the leaks that have happened with people like expecting them to be accurate when people put it out because it's the internet. It's unfortunate. Those are kind of the side effects.
So why not?
Here's
My
it.
whole
I
thing with
want
this, you could kill that by just saying, nah, that's fake as a community manager. You know what I'm saying? No, that's false information or quote unquote fake news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can kill that so that people aren't thinking, oh, this promo is gonna go to a 10, because then you get left with what we have now. You know? Or don't put blank, blank, blank when you know there's false information being told. You know what I'm saying?
It's a really good point you make. It's something I kind of want to discuss today. It's future content, what EA can say. Now, they can't say it so much as to affect their stock price because there's like quarterly earnings and the SEC and all that stuff. So they can't say stuff like what's coming down the road to create expectations because it's got some, you know, like financial and business, you know, some regulations around it about future content. So EA employees can't say future content is coming or not coming because of that. But then counter to that, we see the Football Outsiders. Like, we know who the Football Outsiders are coming on Sunday, okay? They release it. But we don't know who Team of the Week, who we're getting the playoff promo, who we're getting the Legends that are coming before Football Outsiders come on Sunday. So it's almost like talking out of one hand and well, one side of the mouth and not the other. So, like, we know some's coming in the future program, but, like, EA employees maybe aren't authorized, like Football Outsiders are, to speak on that. So, like, EA, when Kralos says blank, something's coming, he's teasing at future content. Like, I saw a lot of people angry at Farrell's today for saying playoffs and kind of teasing it but not saying exactly what's coming. So it's tough because EA employees are strictly forbidden from doing it, but they like to tease us to let us know a little bit what's coming. It's I don't know. I feel for them being community managers, trying to say, like, hey, you guys, maybe there's more coming, but, like, I can't exactly say what it is without getting in trouble. And as to the fake ad, 2 points to that. One, it builds up hype, which benefits EA, which is nefarious. Two, if he says it's false and maybe they got one of the guys right that are coming in the promo, then everybody's like, well, you said this was false, but this guy's here, so what's wrong with you?
So I got a question.
Yeah.
And valid points made. How come EA, if that's true, right, can't say what's coming, but you can have a Ronnie 2K on NBA 2K who in August, September can say we have Gilbert Arenas coming this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's something. It's about being authorized to do it or not by your, like, higher ups.
Oh, the higher ups.
Yeah, so, like,
So it's not the stock, it's the higher ups. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
well, like, so, like, Ronnie 2K, like, it's the same thing. I think, so EA is run differently. Like, you see MLB The Show,
Yeah.
they're able to sell coins, but, or sorry, well, stubs in their world.
Stubs.
So their company's run like that. Their lawyers say that's perfectly fine. EA's lawyers say you can't sell coins for cash because then it's a little bit too close to gambling for our like. And EA's been sued a lot in the past, so they listen to their lawyers a lot. So, like, it's basically it they won't do it because they're told not to, and by their lawyers, I guess. So each company, until they get sued, it's that's how it's gonna be. The company runs by what the lawyers tell them. So as for 2K, I don't play the game, but like, what legends are coming, I don't know. I think that's probably something that. Like, how late did he come? Like, Gilbert Arenas came, and, like,
Gilbert Arenas came now. He just came this week.
and they
He
said,
promoted it. He promoted it like months ago.
and it comes now. Yeah, I don't
I
know.
believe, and he came now. So how come 2K could do that, and Madden can't? I think I don't know.
I always assume that the reason why they don't announce who is coming is because they kind of want you to spend money weekly instead of set a saving
Yeah.
up for somebody. I always assume that's the reason why. So if you don't know a guy's coming in a week from now,
You
you
won't
got
save him.
$20 to spend. You might as well just go and spend it right now because you don't have no idea when he's gonna come. So that
Right.
if they had a roadmap about what legends would come out, which would make a lot more sense, a lot more people would be okay. I'll spend money this day only, and then this day. But as of right
Facts.
now, if you spend money, hopefully you pull a full legend and get the coins for when the guy comes out eventually.
Yeah, the reason I reiterate the stock price thing, because Mutt Guru has tweeted that before about expectations. So that's why I say that. I'm
Okay.
that, but 2K, like I said, maybe their lawyers don't care, or they don't care as a company and don't expect to get sued for that specific reason. So that's the only reason I say it. Otherwise, like I say, it's weird that we can know about Football Outsiders but not what else is coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Texas, any thoughts on
I guess the outsider guys can announce it since they're not technically with EA, because EA has full control of what they end up doing at the end of the day anyway. So the outsider guys can announce what player balled out, but if EA already has a card coming for them, they will pull that. It'll make them change the card. So I guess it's a
Didn't
different
they did
thing.
that with somebody, I believe, this
Yeah,
year.
Quentin Nelson. I think, not Quentin Nelson. Was it Quentin Nelson? Somebody had just got a card. It might have been
I don't
somebody.
remember.
I think it might have been Quentin Nelson. But yeah, I think he just got a card. And they're like, nah, I'm not doing this right now. So he had to replace him with somebody. Oh, it was a quarterback, actually. Who was the guy? They replaced it with that Scandrick guy for the Chiefs. I don't know. But, yeah, so I think that's why they can announce it, because it's not EA themselves announcing it. It's Football Outsiders saying these are our choices, and then EA just has to put those cards in-game, and they can have the final say-so about what they end up doing.
Yeah, that's right. Makes sense. So, you guys, Texas, do you think Zero Chill was Mutt19's peak? Was that second? Like, so we got the Blitz weekend and the normal Blitz weekend, and then we got a second Blitz weekend again. For two questions, do you think we're getting another Blitz weekend this year, like we've already had? And was this past Blitz weekend Mutt19's peak? Is it downhill from here?
I think it's not downhill after here, because we still got the playoff promo, we still got Team of the Year, and then we still got the Super Bowl stuff. So we got it a whole month until it's pretty much downhill from here. I think this might be the best promo we see, but they can always top this if they follow a promo from start to finish. Because the reason why this promo can't be the best of all time is because it legit ended on the 25th of Christmas.
Yeah. With basically, bad packs.
I know we still got Randy Moss, and I know we still got a bunch of other stuff, but effectively, the promo ended Christmas.
They just lost all momentum. It's weird how they did that.
It's an interesting choice. I don't think they thought that those stuff in the store were going to be received well, because otherwise they would have kept doing it, because it's like it's an easy way for them to make money. I mean, Gut Fox said he made $500,000 in like what 15 minutes for those Fire Fantasy packs.
Yeah, 800,000 coins because I got lucky. Oh no, Fire Fantasy. No, sorry, I thought you were talking about Platinum packs. Fire Fantasy.
EA itself.
Oh, EA made it. Yeah.
$500,000. Sorry. Yeah, EA made $500,000 in just that period of time, and they know like those Blitz rounds. They know we like that. Just the fact that we didn't get as many when people were at home. People were so mad that they were out while they were at work. And so I'm like, oh, this whole fucking week can easily just be. Give us this stuff, because we're home right now. We ain't doing anything. But it wasn't the case. So they kind of like legit fucked over people that have real jobs, that had to go to school, that had other obligations, and were going to be near their console on Christmas. And they put a bundle in the store, but they couldn't do anything else along the lines like give us some more of those platinum packs, more training options for quick sales and stuff like that. So just seemed weird that they went half-assed at that portion of it.
Do you guys?
They knew that this promo wouldn't have been successful without those rounds. Those things legit make this promo go from like, we'll say a 5 to legit probably a 9.
Yeah. Do you like it better when they offer like 2,000 for the community, or 1 for each person for the 8 hours, or 4 for each person? Do you like the personal limits or the community limits better, Tex?
I like the community limits if they did more of them. Like if they had one at 8 a.m. that was this, and one at 6 a.m. that was this, so that way like it hit two different people. I'm cool with the community limits just in total.
Okay.
I don't like the one whole player per, because that's stupid. I like being able to be gluttonous around you, especially around the holidays. So if you're on, you benefit from it. So I wish they would have did that. So if you're on in the morning, but you had to work the night shift, you couldn't get on the night, but at least you got stuff in the morning.
Yeah. What about you, Boogie?
I agree. I think that the fact that it was, okay, this is limited to 3,000, gave a sense of urgency. You know what I mean? Where once the clock hit, everybody was like tuned in, like, all right, what packs is it? You felt that sudden rush of, I need to pull as many as. It was so much that, like, when they did the presents ones, I didn't even know I pulled an Ed Reed in one of those joints. I was just opening as much as I can, you know? So I was opening, press start, opening, you know what I mean? Just kept going until they ran out. That is what they should do with whenever they do that. I don't think if they did where they was like, all right, you have 5 to spend, people would be all lackadaisical. It wouldn't be no hype. You wouldn't see Twitter blowing up like it was. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been the same if they did it where everybody could have just did it at their leisurely time. Like, keep that shit limited to the community, and everybody has a mad dash to it, just like Black Friday opened the doors.
Yeah.
That's what made it fun.
Not to circle back too much to Mutt Leaks, but is the promo made better because we know 15 minutes ahead of time what's coming? Or do you guys like it, the mystery, and then boom, it opens, and then we don't know what it is? Which one do you like better, Boogie?
I like it. I like knowing.
So you like 15 minutes heads up?
Yeah. I like knowing, because I don't want to – then I know, all right, this is coming up. I don't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying with the previous comment, like – if I know what it is, I'm like, I need to get up there. I need to snipe because people are going to start dumping them. I could grab a few, you know what I'm saying, and then just sell it later. Or if it's a dumb gift, I don't even care for it. I'll open it when I feel like it. I'll get on Madden when I feel like it, like 2 hours after, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is. I don't know. I just, I like knowing.
Yeah.
I like knowing.
Yeah. Tex?
I like knowing as well, just because it just gives me time to prep. And if something's terrible, I'm getting on. So, yeah. I like that, because there's certain bundles just like, you're dropping this bad bundle at midnight. I'm going to stay back in bed. I'm not getting up for that. That's what we're going to drop. So I like having the information. I would like to be surprised sometimes, but I don't know. I just feel like having, especially being on Twitter, because you're one of the few people who are actually following some of these sites. So you're not really, it's not everybody knows. So it's still kind of cool just to, but like when the gifts were open, I kind of didn't like, I didn't go on Twitter that morning though. I kind of wanted to see what those were, because those were just kind of interesting. But when it comes to like my money and what I want to spend this on, like if I know what Fire Fangs pack's dropping, let me go ahead and put 12,000 points on my account real quick, instead of waiting and then missing out on all of them, because it takes forever to add money from your PayPal to your bank, to your PS4 account.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I think we can all agree that basically it kind of ending early and there being no New Year's Day stuff kind of hurt the promo, took it down a notch or two. Would you guys say that's true? Like, is it weird that there wasn't like a special like huge pack offer on New Year's Day, and did they just not have enough time, because they've been off since like the 22nd out of the office? So like, why didn't they give us something on New Year's Day this year, Boogie?
I'm not going to give cut any slack for the, oh, it's Christmas, because they prepare, they have this laid out beforehand. You know what I mean? Like, they have this, is their job. They know what they're doing. They have all this programmed. If something goes wrong, then they go in and they fix it. But they have this laid out. So it's not like, oh, well, we were off, so we didn't know how to plan for this promo. Like, you've had this promo probably planned since August. You know what I mean? Like, you had this promo planned, I would think, or whatever. You knew what the gist of it was, because you had to go through the checks and balances of if we should do this, what we're going to do for Super Bowl content or playoff. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of interjecting which card you're gonna put out at that time. But you know the parameters of what you're going to do, I would think so. I don't work in Tiburon, so I don't know what the fuck goes on behind those closed doors. But I don't know, man. And I feel like we cut too much slack. Like, we say, oh, well, take your time, visit your family, all this other shit. No, like, you put the promo out there, y'all gaining people's dollars, like, do something. You know what I mean? Like, do better. Like,
yeah,
dope.
I will say there has been very limited slack given to EA these last couple of days. It's been pretty brutal on the on the subreddit and whatnot. Texas, what do you think? Yeah, what do you think? What do you think got held up for the first content? Why didn't we get any?
I just think because they wanted to go on vacation, which is like a bad, whoever is the manager there needs to be asked some questions to, because there's certain things you can't do. So like, I work in corporate environments before. Y'all can't take vacation the same damn time. And it seemed like everybody here took a vacation the same damn time. And not everybody's, it's like kind of athletes are, how you don't bench your starter. That's why Mike Tomlin's an idiot for benching Antonio Brown, because you don't bench me special. You don't do that. That's stupid.
Let's not get into that.
Not everybody's created equal. So, like, there's certain rules that some people have. So, if you've been there for a while, you obviously get first priority at the dates on vacation. So, what should have happened was, you want to take vacation, it can't be around Christmas, because this is their time to make all this money. They legit cut themselves off from making all this money by having a bunch of people take vacations around their biggest promo of the year.
Yeah. See, I don't necessarily agree that the vacations are the issue. I'm right there with Boogie that, like, they had to have this planned out, right? Are they redlining techs?
For sure.
No, well, I think there are redlining, but just the fact that nobody's at the office to add things. Because there's no button or no – they don't have anybody that has, like, a home office that can do all the stuff from their own comfort or their home. So they have to go into work to add more packs. They could have easily just did – when somebody sent somebody down there and just re-released the stuff again. It could just set it up again. I don't know how long that takes, but they probably could have done, like, another round two of the stuff for this past weekend that they ended up doing. So I think it's because they were all on vacation. They just wanted to get stuff planned out and then just come back on the first or second or third and get back to work.
Texas,
I don't think they thought that far.
Yeah.
Are you
saying you want another Blitz weekend this soon? Or do you think people would be burned out by too many Blitz weekends?
Well, no, it should have been one this should have been one during the Christmas break.
So you think there should have been two Blitz weekends back to back?
Yeah.
And you don't think people, like, Texas, you've been on this podcast before with a Mutt dev saying we get too much content. But that's literally a quote. And now you're saying,
you see, you're misquoting me. First of all,
okay,
Put me in context.
You said people don't. Here's the context. You said you guys make so many mistakes. You guys ever think about putting out less content, so you make fewer mistakes, essentially, right? But here's the thing: they'll make the same number of mistakes. You had to know that. They're still gonna fuck up content.
I figure if you do less work, you make less mistakes. Like if you don't ask as many girls out, you don't get rejected as much. That's simple mathematics.
Yeah,
simple.
You hit all the shots you don't take, right? Isn't that the old saying?
Yes. Yeah. That's how that works. So that's why I was like, if you do less and less, you're good to go. But this is already planned out, right? You can literally just go in and just copy paste and you're good to go for the second set of this. I just wanted more people to have fun when they were actually at home. So a second week would have been dope. I think that would help with snow pricing. I think people would have like made more coins then because now everybody kind of invested heavy expecting a part three that they've been teasing that has not happened.
Yeah.
So you make a great transition there, Tex. Snow. Was it a good idea, Tex?
It's better than it is. I don't think it was needed, but I can see why they added it because it kept these players' prices much higher and it also didn't affect training as much. So I think it was good just because it allowed me to, like, I made a lot more coins, I think, with the snow currency existing than I would have if it didn't.
It was the sets, right? It was the melting sets. Something that we've been wanting ever since. We made a lot of coins off the Mutt Hero sets because you could upgrade and downgrade them. They finally gave us another upgrade downgrade set and it ended up making us a lot of coins. So like this isn't something we haven't seen before. I agree that the snow was fine because they gave us those melt snow options, which are essentially sets, but in the store, so they could say more people went to the store now. I sorry for cutting you off, but like yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Text. I'm like, it was fine. I don't want to see this every promo like mobile does it, but I'm fine with it being like once a year or so. Like, would you want to see it again for other promos, Text?
Not really, because I just don't like where they build a new currency and then because that currency is getting out of hand, they make a new currency. So like the training, since training would have been an all-time low right now.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah.
96 Ed Reed was like 400K.
Yeah.
At one point. Like, yo, that's like 18 or 20K training. I gotta be nice. So I could see why they went ahead and added something new because it just allowed them to kind of put out a bunch of cards because a lot of these cards are kind of bad though. So if you think about it, like a lot of these 87s aren't usable. Like JJ Watt 87 is terrible.
Yeah.
But because it'd been going for what 87s quick sell for 77.75 whatever, it probably would have been going for like less than 20K because of how unusable that card is, which then would have made training price goes down as well, which means that people are going to be getting really good players in their team. Like the Michael Vick for really cheap, they wanted you to. Now, if you want to get Michael Vick, you got to spend the 800K or whatever it costs to get it.
We'll talk about him in a second. But like, I want to go to Boogie. Did you like snow? Do you think it was a good idea?
At first I didn't like it, but then once I started messing around with it, I do like it. I see what Tex is talking about, where it kept the prices for cards outside of the promo up. Like you saw where heavyweights, like doing a heavyweight set, you could keep rattling off heavyweights and just sell them and whatever, and people were still buying them because they need the training, you know? I think that maybe they could have implemented it a little more than just, you get training for X, Y, and Z, and you spend it on gifts. Gifts was the biggest thing to spend training on, you know what I mean? And that's what increased the fucking market. If they would have had something else that was like, okay, this – or not training, my bad, snow. If they would have had something else that moved the needle like gifts did, then that would have been a better way of using it or whatnot. Hopefully that answers your question. I just be rattling off.
No, yeah, you're good. So I the question, would you – with the gifts, would you rather it be 170 snow or 17,000 coin in order to acquire a gift?
Snow.
Really? So you like the snow edition rather than just them taking care of it through coins or training?
I like the snow because me seeing me spend 17 for the gift itself and seeing the coin count go lower, I would have spent less on gifts. You understand what I'm saying? So me seeing the coin stack dwindle, I would have been like, I'm not rocking.
Even though at the end you would have made a profit? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. With the snow, I opened a lot because it didn't seem like a lot, and I got blessed.
It was a trick.
I got blessed. You know, they hit with the bait and switch. I got it, but it worked to my benefit. Like when what I pulled, but I don't know. Coins, I wouldn't have fucking OD'd like I did this promo. Like I would have been very conservative. With the snow shit, I was just like, you know what? It is what it is. let's go ahead and open some gifts.
I get you. Like
and whatnot.
that was my main complaint about snow at the beginning. It was like the Texas said they're just like introducing new stuff to new currencies to replace old currencies. It's like an out of control dictatorship. Oh, that dollar's been devalued a million times, so let's move over to this new one. Now we got snow. So like my main problem is like people don't really. It's almost like funny money, monopoly money to us. Like we'll just go ahead and spend it. It almost feels manipulative because we don't put a value on snow because it's brand new and not really a thing that we have any experience with. So it's tough because what's up?
No, you're absolutely right. And I didn't even think about it. You're right. Keep going. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, no, I guess I said it all. Yeah, I'm good.
I didn't. We're spending it because we don't know. Like we have no sense of how many coins,
Yeah, even
we're
if we're told
actually
like
investing.
the
No.
conversion rate, we're like, oh, okay, I
Yeah.
guess. Let's just do it anyways. Like I wasted millions of coins, probably 2 to 3 million coins re-rolling card for NAT cards, and I probably ended up
Bro,
spending just as much as
bro, bro. When
that
I
shit is so bad. That reroll said
we
so
do
much.
it, but we do it.
Dog,
We doing it.
I
When
just
I see that one on Twitter, I'm like, I can't believe people are doing this. Like, what's going on?
All I wanted was a Nat Jeremy Shockey. I spent 500K of snow trying to get a Nat Jeremy Shockey who was going for 500K.
And now you're
I'm like, what? I
stuck.
just want a Nat. I got Nat Dawkins. I got Nat
Oh.
fucking everybody else. I couldn't get a Nat fucking Shockey yet, and I got an auction on my team. But then I rerolled twice and I get Randy Moss.
Wow.
I'm like, oh,
Whoa.
come on. That's just, let me pick my Nat one, please. I would have paid more to pick my Nat one, to be honest with you. It was like a 5K. I'd have paid that.
It was more fun though, right? Tax rolling for that.
Oh, the reroll, especially that last limited time release, which is like I think what ended up putting me way over the top was I kept rerolling the Ghost of what was it? Ghost of Man Future? Could they added the new 94s in
Oh
packs?
yeah.
And I pulled like four Vita Veyas limited. So
Really? So you made a good profit on that set on that
yeah.
wow.
It made a really good profit until I think CC put the video out. And I was like, all right, this ain't happening no more. I
Yeah.
was like, yep, this is gonna be we're gonna re-roll the set because you can't put things out. Like you want to share information with people, but like EA will send somebody down to their office immediately and say change the percentage of that. I don't know who has that damn that on-call phone, but they must hate like whenever the promo comes out because they know they're getting the call.
Yeah, I that happened to me the first part of the promo with rolling sets and stuff to change the odds. Like, and then we did it with that part. We talked about it on the stream. Were you in the stream that time when that one guy was talking about it, Tex?
Yeah, I made like 8,000 subs because of it.
Yeah, the first time or the second time?
The first time
Okay, yeah. So the second time, somebody said talked about that set that you talked about. You said CC put out a video on it. Like we were talking about it in the stream, and I'm like, you know what? I got yelled at by enough of the community for putting on this video the first time. So I'm not gonna do it. But you. So I didn't even like look into it that hard, but you're saying that was definitely a winner, huh? The '94
It
set.
was a winner, except for like, so I think I want to say probably. So I made good coins, right? So because I think if I would have sold my Gronkowski's and shit, I'd have made like 1.2 mil. Everything else I had to quick sell to get the snow needed, but I ended up making two off of it. So I made good coins, but it all depended on if you got that 94 limited time.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what happened toward. I did it that morning when they dropped limited times. I was making good coins, and then all of a sudden it started being like more 93s than 94s, like a lot more. And so it changed up midway through somehow. And so I wasn't making as much, but it was still a pretty profitable thing, especially if you pulled, because you had to pull at least, I think, 194 to cover 292s, sorry, 293s. So you just had to pull at least one out of every three packs, but that was like kind of tough at one point.
Oh yeah. Oh, I believe that. That's pretty. Yeah, especially with people like my luck, that would have been rip.
Yeah, but yeah.
What's
It
up?
sucked. He wasn't going for a lot more though, because if I could have sold him, I would have sold him. But he's only going for like 550, 560.
Yeah. So Boogie, where would you rate? Well, actually, one more question before we get into the overall rate. Was Mike Vick releasing Mike Vick and Randy Moss two? Would I consider endgame cards a good idea, Boogie? This early in the game?
At first I would be like no, but I think how they did it, I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it's a good idea, and I'm not gonna say it's a bad idea because Vic just overthrows everything. He's speed. He's gonna outrun everybody. How they did release Vic is unorthodox for EA.
Yeah,
You know,
because they
like
didn't make a lot of money
normally
off it.
you would right. Normally you would have to spend a lot of money to get Vic. So I applaud them for that, which I kind of feel dirty for applauding them for doing the non-scumbag thing, you know?
Okay.
With Moss, Moss was like going for 2 mil. He was hard to pull. Some people, well, he was hard to pull for some people. I don't know. I feel like they now they have to, they kind of shot themselves in the foot because now they have to counteract that. You can't release two fast dudes on offense that nobody on defense can keep up with. You know what I'm saying? Like type shit. Like you have Dion and you have Daryl Green, and then everybody else gets smoked. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I
I don't
mean,
know.
it
I would
depends on
go.
how
I'm
into
indifferent.
upgrades you are, but like my Ed Reed's at 99 speed, my Dawkins at 98 speed, my Rod Woodson's I think 97. So
Oh yeah,
like,
y'all do that though. Oh
yeah. So
yeah.
if you put full
Well,
sprinter,
no
full
money
legend,
spent.
yeah,
Yeah.
then you could keep up. But like, I still can't contain that son of a bitch. Like you're having trouble with him overthrowing. I haven't really noticed too many overthrows with Vic. You're having issues though?
I don't use Vic, but I've seen Vic just throwing balls into the dirt, like how old Vic was playing. You know? So people will see a drag and he just throw the drag into the dirt. And I'm just like, well, that's Vic. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like, that's how they did it this year. Like, he's gonna be fast as fuck, but try throwing, you know what I mean? Try throwing posts or some shit. You're gonna see it in the stands. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm not really tripping off that. I don't know. I haven't seen too many people abused with Vic. I've seen more people complain about him
Huh. I
of
gotcha.
not living up to expectations.
Tex, what do you think? Was it okay that they released like an end game quarterback and a wide receiver combo this early? I mean, we talked about it last week a little bit, but what do you think? Was overall a little bit more space?
I'm actually kind of glad they did, especially because these three two guys hit a lot of teams. So like it's the end game, but if you're running a theme team right now, at least you got a really good receiver or quarterback that you can rock with. Like you got it. If you're your Steelers team, you got Vic. Your Titans fans, you got Randy Moss.
Yeah.
So like I don't mind that they chose these two specifically. Now if it had been just like end game like Mean Joe Green, I'd be pissed. Like, come on now! Like, he only for one team. Like,
Yeah.
if it's like, I'm glad they chose two cards that are legit reasons why we play Ultimate Team, and they happen to be on. They played for at least four teams.
Yeah. Yeah, the only reason I hate it is 'cause I see Mike Vick on every squad now. Like you don't or I guess some people run with McNabb too, but like that's the issue. It's like it kind of makes the game stale. It's not really balanced, but that I think is my only issue about Vick right now.
But you know, the game being stale is not your fault or EA. Well, it's EA's fault for not being innovative with like all these game
They need
modes
to
that
change
people.
the meta up.
Yeah. So think about this, right? I was playing, I don't know if you play Overwatch. Do you play Overwatch?
I do not.
No,
No? All
I'm
right.
familiar with it, but I don't.
All right, so Overwatch has this mode called Mystery Heroes, right? Right? Where you
Oh,
go
what?
into the
What?
game and you don't know who you're gonna use.
Hmm.
What the what How come there's no head-to-head mode in this game where you can go into not knowing what team you're gonna get? I know there's draft champions, but you get to pick.
Yeah.
Why is there not no mode to just call just ranch? You get a random team.
That should be competitive. That should be the competitive shit. Like you think you're good, here's your team. You know what I mean? Like that'd be tough. I would actually watch that. Like competitive shit. I don't want to watch fucking Falcons on Falcons or Chiefs on Chiefs, Rams on Rams. But since shit like that, where you just it's a random jumbled up team, it's
Well,
kind of
yeah.
tough.
Is it
Random 90 overall team, random 85 overall team. That's tough.
the players that keep you from watching competitive, or the fact that they run the same three plays out of gun bunch that keeps you from watching it?
I don't know if it's the same. It might be a mixture, actually, now that I think about it. Because you don't see a variety, but then again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I understand competitive players,
It's
like if
not
it's
their
gonna
fault.
like
No,
that
no,
that
no, no. It's not their
yeah.
fault. It's EA's fault.
So stop what EA does, and I've ranted about this so many times on stream. Like EA sees some shit that's messed up in their game. Instead of fixing it, they'll just remove it totally. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which just restricts. Look at fucking our kickoffs. We can't decide to kick off because there was a glitch back in Madden 15, or was it 15 or 16, where whoever got the kick first, heads or tails, whatever it was, heads or tails, in overtime, it was the opposite. So everybody knew what it was. You know what I mean? They took kickoffs off. You can't choose the shit. With PA end around, everybody was running PA end around.
Yeah.
Instead of adjusting it, take it out the game. You can't now you can't audible it. With what was the other one? With cross manning, which
Yep.
cross manning gave you where you could do endless adjustments. You can do that on Sundays. They do that in the NFL. Why the fuck can't people cross man right now? Oh, well, we don't know how to do it. I'll take that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are y'all doing with screens, with the makeshift screens, which
awesome.
I thought was genius. I thought that was genius with the makeshift screens. Oh, well, we don't know how to fix it. I'll take that out. You can't audible out of screens. What the fuck is this company? Like, this shit's dumb. So I think the company is at fault for making competitive unbearable. It's not the players because they're just using the tools that you give them.
Yep.
Which they're behind the eight ball because a whole nother tangent. What fucking pro scene or esport do players have to dish out endless amounts of money to compete? League of Legends, free. Overwatch, you speaking of Overwatch, free. Like you don't have to spend, if you want a skin or a new whatever, go get it. But you don't have to, in Madden, I feel bad for these pro players because they got to buy these cards. So we already know, like, niggas are spending some 5 to 10K a year for virtual cards that you're fucking leasing the option to use. You're like, we about to get into so much stuff. I'm gonna just shut up.
It is. Yeah, as for your first part, like I'm right there with you. It's not the player's fault the game is how it is and people use the players they use. It's the developer's fault. And then the same thing, like they'll remove formations from the game like dime, flat, nickel, NASCAR, all that stuff because it's too hard to go. It's lazy development in my opinion is what it is, and that's kind of what suffer and how the gameplay is suffering. So I think overall we got to basically put it at EA's feet. The issue with the game. And so I always hate seeing this. Like people always blame community members. It's not the community's fault. It's that competitive Madden or just Madden Online plays that way. Like Tex, you stopped playing like really gameplay much, right? Because just not a fan of it.
No, I like the gameplay. I just don't like certain aspects of that I can't control, right? So when I'm playing against somebody that's not doing the spam shit, it's fine. Cause I don't run spam shit. I kind of play straight up for the most part. Like, unless you're running scumbag stuff, I run scumbag stuff. But it's not good for videos because I'm just not going to be out here just making 16 adjustments to stop your stretch. Like, that's not fun. Nobody's going to want to watch me sit there and be quiet. I got to do this, bring this guy down here, man, this guy against that guy. So that's the dumbest shit in the world. And so I like it when I'm playing against people who are kind of like me that don't really want to play this game the way the way you're supposed to if you want to win. Just want to play just to have fun.
How rare is that? Would you say one out of every... Every
qualification game is just went
true,
but
true.
Not in head-to-head. Head-to-head, these motherfuckers be out here doing everything.
Pat Sale, Verts.
Pat Sale, you got the bunch, you got Gunsplit Close.
Yep.
It's like, I don't struggle against it. It's just as a creator, as a person trying to play the game.
It's stale.
I don't want to get into a game just where I know what they're going to do the entire time, and I know what I have to do offensively to stop what they're doing defensively, because then at that point, I'm not really playing Madden. I'm over playing... I block eight and I run two routes and I'll just playmaker this guy and then just like I can do that and I can win. I did that before. I played before where I've played how they're playing and I can beat these guys. I just don't feel like that's how I want to play this year's game. That's not how I have fun. But yeah, unfortunately this is kind of how this game has been since they took out a lot of the stuff that that other people have been running in the past and then with the stuff that's back in the game. Just like, all right, so you remove these formations, but you get these in the game. So really, I can't even like play the game the way I wanted to before. And then, so I'm just like, all right, cool. Everybody's gonna be running butts. So whenever I see somebody running much, I usually either quit the game or I just, I cut the commentary thing off and I try to beat them. I'm just trying to notice. I mean, all right, are you running butch? All right, cool. Let me go ahead and turn this camera off and save my battery. We'll just try to beat you. Cool.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, to really enjoy the gameplay because most games are like that. But I agree, like, the game's fine when it's not getting... then again, people just, like, high point passes and throwing into coverage. Like, even when they're not spamming you with that bad stuff, they can just get bailed out, like, with poor reads. And that's kind of... That bugs me, too. Like, there's not as much punishment as there needs to be in this game for people making mistakes. Yeah. Would you say that's true?
Definitely.
I would definitely agree.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree. You could throw prayers, and you're throwing, you got four downs to throw prayers. You didn't have to catch one of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. It's tough.
So, off of that, what do you guys think's next? Playoff promo, right? Because Farrell's teased playoffs, right? He says playoffs? So, we got that next, right? Is that Friday or Saturday? Do you guys think? What do you think, Tex?
You think it's coming this week?
Oh, yeah, Boogie.
It has to be this week. Because
playoffs started on Saturday.
Playoffs start Saturday, yeah. So we got to get the playoff promo like Friday. Like, it has to come out this week. I wonder how they're gonna do it this year. Hopefully they do what they did last year, where it's just like five cards into a set, and then there's a master at the end of that as well. Was that how it was last year?
Yeah.
Five
and then cards for the main card. One big master, Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they should do again with this year. That was a success last year. I know we don't like the copy paste format of that, but they had the upgrade set, which is pretty cool. I think they did a good job with it around this time last year. So I wonder, since the playoffs start this weekend, if we're going to – so team of the year is usually after, right?
Yeah, the weekend – the week after.
Yeah.
So, like, so, I wonder – so, it keeps like, I wonder a lot.
It's okay. It's okay to wonder, Tex.
No, I'm just trying to, like, think right now about
this is a pro-wondering podcast.
Today we're going to be getting – when this goes up, this Thursday, which is team of the week.
Yeah.
And then, so if they do team of the week and it's just for 2 weeks, we're going to get two limited times of those from those 2 weeks,
and then
probably.
Thursday primetime.
Yeah, with the primetime. So we get four limited time packs, cards and packs today, basically. And then Friday, get the playoff promo.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work for them to do.
Let's be realistic. It's photoshopping a card and putting it into the game.
Yeah. Guffox, they couldn't even have stuff over Christmas break. What are you talking about? That's a lot of work, bro. I'm not saying it's a hard job.
Fair point.
I'm saying it's a lot of work for them since they couldn't have done that over the break.
Valid point. I don't have a rebuttal.
Yeah, so it's just going to be weird that we're going to be getting a lot of content over these next 2 days. What it appears to be a lot of content over these next 2 days.
I get you. So maybe, would they delay it to Saturday then? That would have all day Friday to work on it?
Before the games come out.
Yeah, do it that morning.
It was Saturday with Legends, too, so it's playoff promo.
Oh, yeah. As well. I don't know. Good point.
That's a lot of content.
Yeah.
They could do playoff Legends as well, instead of doing regular, do some playoff play.
Which are just going to be current players, right, for playoff Legends?
It'd be current players, obviously, but they could be limited time when they're playoff uniforms. So I think like Derek Johnson a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Or if they do playoff Legends, it's just like actual people who are currently playing. That'd be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But it might end up happening as well.
Yeah.
Remember that 1 year they did like Larry Fitz or something? Yeah. No one did that. They did that trash.
Agree. What do you think? You think playoff promo Friday, Boogie?
From what y'all saying, yeah, I'm for it. I'm on board. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Let's get it.
Nice. Hey, is there gonna be a market for elite badges? Like, what the hell? These badges are kind of just like,
I don't.
There. Go on.
You're about to reach my territory. I don't understand why there isn't one. Like, Why wouldn't you make badges sellable, auctionable? Like, then you would have more people pulling these packs, these flashback packs, these heavyweight packs, these, you know what I mean, spending more coins. Like, isn't that your whole overall goal? Or do they feel like creating them is more of a burden or depletes coins faster than actually just buying them off the auction block? I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like they've forgotten to some extent, like to provide value to Pack Trash. Wait, what's that text going?
They didn't forget. I don't think they didn't forget about that, because I just feel like we fucked things up, especially with the elite token. I don't think they thought we were going to turn our trading into coins. I wholeheartedly think that's the reason why we're not getting any more token sets as of right now, because. Yeah. They were willing to do that, but then once people start finding better ways at a breaking point where you can make, it was a point where you could spend the same amount of coin making, I think, like three elite tokens, but if you just spent the coins, you could make four, close to five. Yeah. So I think they were just like, nah, we're not doing it no more. So I think that's what happened. So if they wanted to increase pack value, Trash, they could easily do that with just token sets, but if they ain't doing them now, we're not going to get them the next couple of months. Because if the playoff promo, it might increase gold, but I doubt they're gonna do anything with tokens. Like, I think it might increase like maybe team golds for the playoff teams if they do that, and maybe some silvers as well. But with the elites, I don't think we're gonna see elite tokens go back up in price until probably when they decide to do like what get a random elite or something for a what do you what's those cards called, those in game like final edition stuff like that. Because.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know why they stopped the flashbacks, heavyweights, and veterans, where there's a lot of players that can still be used. A lot of people have theme teams that need that one player that has a terrible card that could use an upgrade. It's a veteran, or that's a rookie, or that's a player that's been in the league for a couple of years that they could have easily put into that set, but they haven't yet. So, yeah, I don't know what they're doing. But they didn't forget. They just chose purposely to put it on the back burner until further notice.
Yeah, I can see that. I really do hope we get the elite sets quicker than you kind of think we're going to get them. Because, yeah, packs right now, that silver, that gold market, pretty much trash.
Bad is, and it's not even really good value, too. It's like, I don't know if you've seen what they did with the, we probably did with the exchange test for the Zero Chill, where it's like you get exchanged an elite token for 425 snow.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck you guys think elite token costs to make? like what? What? That's so expensive. But if you do it with training, it's not.
Yep.
I think it's a punch. I think it's a slap in the face. Like, I think it's like, all right, you spend coins, you lose it. But if you want to use some training, bro, go ahead. And so I want to believe that we'll get something soon, but we'll find out Saturday, bro. We'll find out if the playoff sets or Friday or Saturday, if they're going to actually increase gold or silver, because they're just going to be pull packs to get these players and then put these players in sets to get these upgraded players and then put into a master set that you can choose back. And that, which would be basically standard procedure, but if they don't drop like a gold exchange set to where you can exchange your playoff cards, then we pretty much know their stance on these token sets.
Yeah. So do you expect something like that then, Tex? What's your feeling percentage-wise?
Yeah, that's what I expect. I expect some playoff packs. There's going to be probably, 95 master for playoff teams. And then you're going to be upgrades of players that you got to collect to then get the one player you want to then do another master set for the 90, what?
Seven?
Six. Maybe 97, 98 power. See, I don't know if they want to do 98 power right now, right? Because even the somebody's snow cards were 97s, right? Like, wasn't Vic a 97?
Well, once you power him up.
Yeah, so he's 96. So it'll probably be a 96.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a 98, but I don't think they'll do a 98 power up because it had to be a current legend, too. What if we do get that, what legend or boss master would you want?
Mel Blunt.
I would want Sean T, but they already gave us 94 Sean T, then gave us a 96 Dawkins, which I ain't even gonna get into that. There's so many issues, bro. I have issues. Like, I don't know. Mel Blunt would be dope.
Yeah,
he's
the last.
We don't have a Bo Jackson. Did we not even talk about that?
That they didn't have Bo Jackson's right this year, or that we didn't get it, or what?
Do we not have their rights? They don't have their rights? Is that what's going on?
Well, I'd assume that's the only reason. Like, when everybody was saying we're getting a Bo Jackson this promo, I was like, which EA developers have you guys seen this year? Like, why do you guys expect an Iron Cycle legend? Like, because usually they give us those big legends early on in the year this year, because EA is just like, they're big on recycling. So they gave us the Vic, the Moss, the big guys early. Like, last year they gave us Bo early, and then they gave him again late. Like, so because we didn't get a Bo early, they weren't going to give him to us right now. So I was like, why do we think we're getting a Favre if we didn't get him early in the year so EA can't make more money off him? Like, EA's in the recycling business nowadays. They're all about making more money with less investment into the players, which I don't know. I hate.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody else hates. What's up, Tex?
So basically every legend that's between, 90 and 92 have already been recycled?
White hasn't. Green hasn't. Yeah.
Mary Allen.
Kevin Green's a 92, I believe, right?
Yeah, did you say 92 for Kevin Green?
Yeah, I forgot it. Yeah, 92. Then LT's a 92 as well, or is it 93?
Wait, Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah, well, no, talk about
White, Reggie
LT.
White.
LT. Like, Ladainian Tomlinson.
Oh, Tomlinson.
Is he a 93 or 94?
He's a 93,
actually. 93. So I guess we basically, everybody we got recycled, right? Yeah, we got a new Kraus, didn't we?
Yeah. We did. No, we didn't get a new Kraus.
So if it's a recycled legend,
93 Kraus,
I don't know who it could be. It's like, we got a lot of these cards.
Why do we get so many recycled legends? Like,
they're cheap.
It makes no sense, bro.
That's all I mean.
That's crazy.
Talk about how trash Game Changers are. I remember I criticized them early in this year for recycling legends. And then I criticize them again. Game Changer's always on my ass. But like, well, why would they spend more money on getting more players' rights if people are going to buy the packs anyways? That doesn't make good business sense.
That's the ideology that people have in this community. It's fucking sickening.
Terrible.
It's like, why? What? Like, we should be demanding more. You know what I mean? Like, people should be in unison. Like, yo, we deserve more than this shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
So
fucking backwards.
Master-wise.
Okay.
Back to
Reggie White or Kevin Green. Those aren't selling
it's
packs.
It's definitely not Green.
Those aren't selling packs.
I think you got.
They got.
But then would it be somebody who's like had good playoff runs and shit? Like
somebody that gets 96 overall, because that's what it would be if that's going to be that format.
Why should it be like Tom Brady or something?
He's a okay.
Like I'm just I'm like just like watch me like yeah, like yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Like he's got a kind of like what a 92 or 93 car right now. And not like be a legend because legends cost too much.
Yeah, I don't know who it could be because I feel like because Belt's already 95. So if he gets a 96,
who's 95?
That's why I wasn't tripping. I'm on the auction. I just look. I'm trying to figure out like what they could possibly do that'll like sell that set.
Because Night Train Lane. Night Train Lane. Boom.
It could be a Night Train.
He hasn't got a card in a minute, and he's been limited.
So, and they definitely tried to give all limiteds like upgraded cards.
Yep.
It could definitely be Night Train.
Yep. He's a Mutt legend too, so he's like he's one of the big names. I can see Night Train.
And then they were at his power at that point, wouldn't they?
Would they?
They've added these power ups. Yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't.
For master set card.
For all the limiteds that they had. Oh shit! It's a master set though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's I don't know. Mel Blount, Night Train Lane I guess are my choices.
He didn't get added after, but LT's a master set and he went to a power up.
Well, Lawrence Taylor had a legend before that.
Yeah, legend card before. Yeah. Cards that we got recently had limited time, like the Steve Atwater, he got the snow card. Mm-hmm. Same thing with who else did we end up getting out of that? Like a lot of the cards that we got for this past Christmas promo, the Snow Beast had limited before. The Moore, the Moai, the Hobby Long, and the Atwater. So they can do something like that, but I don't know what's gonna happen. That's gonna find out tomorrow, whenever you find out.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, are we gonna get a patch anytime soon? Change the meta up, or is it basically gonna be like Clint's gonna say, "Hey, we fixed high points again," and then you're just gonna make high points more powerful?
I think they need They need a patch. Running, they broke running in the beginning of the game. Am I the only one who in the beginning of the game felt like running, like you had to have patience and shit?
No.
For running?
No, I completely agree.
And now it's just everybody's running everywhere. Like, I don't understand. This man was an offensive lineman. I'm going to just text. Just pass it off.
I always assume we're going to get a patch before, like, the next major Madden tournament. So we'll probably get one or two more. I'm going to get the Madden Club Championship solos right now. Actually, we'll get one more. There's a final, right? January 30th through February 2nd. So we'll probably get one right before the Super Bowl. That's my guess.
You think our next patch is in February, another month of this?
Probably. I mean, how long has it been? It's been 2 months so far, right? Technically since November?
That's tough.
Now, when's the last patch, actually? I don't know when the last patch was. When was the last patch? I don't want to think of Thanksgiving for some reason.
Yeah, Madden 19.
I just feel like if they're going to update it, you got to do it before that time.
December 6th, I think, was the last one.
Okay, so we've been on it for about a month and nothing's changed. But also, I've been in the office, so we'll probably get another month of this until probably maybe January 28th.
Yeah.
And then they'll go into that time. And that'll probably be the last major patch we see, and then they'll be focusing everything on 19 or Madden 20, my fault.
Yeah, they're probably already quite a lot on Madden 20. Like, do you think Mutt's basically done for 20? Have they already got it already like set out what they want to do?
I think they have. A lot of the stuff they're kind of trying, so I guess the snow currency you're probably going to see early on in Madden next year.
Damn.
It's probably going to be an option to quick sell for training or quick sell for a different currency. My guess is they're probably just working stuff out.
Do you think they're bringing snow back?
Next year? It won't be cost. It won't just be snow. It'll bring back some other promo currency or some shit like that. So we'll see snow again next year, Madden.
But like leaves for fucking things.
Yeah, we'll see leaves. We'll see
whatever fucking for October.
Jack-o'-lanterns for Halloween, some dumb shit like that.
Can we get like titties for BCA?
I like what you're thinking. Save the tatas.
Love it.
Oh shit, that's tough. But I don't.
Oh, go on.
I was gonna speak on the patch.
Yeah.
What makes you guys so certain that they're going to have a patch?
They've had one later in the year, like February, Marchish, for the last like 3 years that I remember.
March. Imagine that's tough.
Yeah, I feel
bad for these competitive guys, man.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Man,
they gotta play this from till March.
Yeah, I mean, like most of them, because once qualifying's over, most of them are done with the game, right?
Pretty much. Once they do that Ultimate League shit, I know that most of them quit last year.
Yeah, if they're good, if they're one of the finalists, then yeah, Ultimate League goes through like the spring-ish time, summer. But I think the last patch last year I'm seeing is February 9th. But there was a minor patch I remember later that came out to patch the Hail Mary glitch, and that was like March or April. That was like a small little patch to fix the Hail Mary. But I think February is basically our last big patch of the year. So that's what we can expect the game to be set for all the spring and summer. While Boogie moves on to other better games, and that me and Texas are stuck here, the same old meta, singing the same old song, and we feel.
I'm a player. I'm not invested like I am now. I'll be dwindling down.
Yeah. I was playing earlier. I made some questionable reads. I made some bad reads. I'm just throwing a ball up. I don't care at this point. I'm just trying to get clips with my Panthers team for this video I'm about to put out. And I try to pass the ball inside, but I high point pass it at the same time. I just throw the ball up there, and two shocking catches in traffic comes down with it. I'm like, you can't. That's not where I wanted the ball to be thrown. I get a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen. It's
but
not supposed to happen.
That's just how powerful those high points are right now because, I don't know, they don't want us playing the game very long. So, Football Outsiders, what do you guys think of that promo this year? Is it not frequent enough, or do you guys like the monthliness of it? Do you like their selections? I noticed they said we're sad we couldn't give the Bears any cards, but they got so many upgrades this year that we couldn't really give them any eligible cards. So, is there too much love for Bears in this game, too? I also want to take a shot at that. And Boogie, what do you think? Football Outsiders, did you like it?
I hate Football Outsiders this year and last year.
What is that?
I hate it. I hate how they. I think they should bring it back to Fridays because now by the time they come out, they're irrelevant. Like, we don't care about them. You know, you pull them on. Like, I pulled a Football Outsider 89 or whatever out of a pack. I didn't even know. I was like, what the fuck animation is this? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is this? I've never seen it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I don't think there's no hype around it. There's nothing before. It was like we looked forward to Rising Stars, Football Outsiders on Thursday, Friday, Team of the Week, Throwback Thursday, and Flashback Friday when they started bringing those out. Like, they just go backwards. I look at the shit that we had in 15. Like, we had the Monday night drinks that nobody used, but we had them still. You know, the ones that powered up or charged up on Monday nights. We had the what was the secret drinks that had the mystery drinks?
Mystery boxes?
Mystery
tickets?
Man, we had so much content on fucking... Like, no, we have a lot of content this year. Don't get me wrong. We have a lot of content card-wise, but they're recycling the same cards, and the promos is trash. Like, nobody I know uses any Rising Stars because you'll be a fool to spend that much money or that much coins on fucking a Rising Star on your team. It's like...
I'm not going to say anything.
It's just dumb. It's just dumb. I don't get it. I don't understand what the fuck they're going with. To answer the question, Flashback Friday, or not Flashback, Football Outsider has been trash for the last 2 years. They need to go back to every week so that we can have cards that are usable. Because once they announce it and then we have to wait for them to come, they already released cards that trounce them. Like, it's...
Yeah, they're definitely not top-end cards. They're definitely more for, like, theme team type cards. Like, the only card I'm excited about is that Villanueva to a left tackle for the Steelers because he needs a card. So, like, I definitely agree. Football Outsiders need to be more frequent because they gave us cards that aren't, like, big names that everyone really need. Like, they don't need to give us, like, a master or somebody that's going to sell packs. Like, Football Outsiders is just there. Yeah. Texas, I know you're a fan of actually the packs and the way you get Football Outsiders this year, right?
Yeah, because it's kind of the only way you can actually spend your tokens and make good coins if they don't screw the setup, right? So, like, if you make the elite token, elite tokens are kind of expensive right now. I don't even know what they cost to make an elite token. I missed that. I missed Daddy League so much just to price out the elite token set.
Yeah.
Damn it. So before they made it more expensive, like, we'll just say it was like 50K to make an elite token. It cost about 100,000 coins to do the set totally. And then if you pulled a 90, you quit sold it for basically 100,000 coins. That's basically 50 coins for training. It's what it was at the time. So it made a lot of sense because you're getting decent pulls that you could then just quick sell for training. Now that training's lower, it's going to affect the cost of that set now because really, if you want to spend your elite token, the only way you can do it, you pull a 90 now, you might as well just go ahead and sell it. Because there's no point in really quick selling. You're not really getting good value training-wise anymore. And since they keep the odds are so weighted, bro, I probably have done the last set, the December standouts? No, November standout set from Outsider. I want to say probably 20 times.
Whoa.
I pulled 191 or higher.
That's not good.
Like, No, this is the set with Tucker in it too. So like, I can't. It's been progressively getting worse and worse. And I know some people's luck's better than others, obviously, but the last one I did, I ended up pulling a lot of 90, like the October one, I pulled a lot of 90 pluses. And then this one, it was just 90. Like I think Baker's in this one. I didn't see Baker at all. Often it was just a bunch of the Phillip Lindsay and Leighton Vander Esch. Like, this is bad. This is very, very bad. So, but it's the only way you can spend tokens on. So if you have a bunch of Nat Elites or a bunch of cards that you want to trade in, this is gonna be the best way to go about making coins now. So for those that, especially that just got the game, if you guys are trying to like build up and you got a bunch of like 86s and 84s and that, that's gonna be your best friend because anything you pull is profit.
So, how much are you saving up to do this set here in a couple days, Tex?
I'll probably do 10 of them.
That'll be a good
It
video.
depends. It kind of a bunch of gold token, a bunch of silver token. It just depends on how expensive they make it because if the overalls continue to go up, so like I think Justin Tucker is 93. No, he's 94, isn't he? Or he's 93.
I'll have to look it
Maybe.
up.
I think maybe 93. So let's say Daniel Carlson's a 94, and let's say that the floor is still like an 87, 86. That's going to be kind of risky because those are really bad cards. Like those are some really bad cards to come out. And so I would like for them to go up to at least like a 95 as like the main guy to pull out of this. That way he's like either way he's good trading and good coins out of it. But 94 kicker. Especially one that's not gonna be much better than Justin Tucker, so it's bias. So it's not really a point of upgrading. It's just kind of like only good for Vikings fans that want that Daniel Carlson. But I'm gonna
Wait,
pull it though because if you
Vikings?
play
Wait,
the
he's on
kicker,
Oakland.
I don't know who he plays for. He played for. Wasn't he a Viking at one point?
That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure he played for the Vikings.
Carlson's? I don't
Yeah,
really pay
I think he
attention
was
to.
definitely a Viking. I
Yeah,
think he came
that's
from the
why I
Viking
assumed he
Girls
was still
North.
the Vikings. I don't know where kickers go. Kickers get
I
like they
remember
go.
in the rookie setup, he was a Viking. Okay.
He was on the Vikings.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm gonna pull it because you pull that kicker, that's still 500K probably. Not gonna
That's
happen
right. He
because
got
those
cut
kickers are
from the
super
Vikings.
rare.
That's
Yeah, so I thought when operating, he's been the Vikings for a while. Apparently, he's not. So that's the only way if you guys are trying to make tokens and make some coins, that's gonna be the best way to go about doing it because the payoff is actually not that bad.
it.
If you
That's a
if you
good
get
tip,
big,
yeah.
obviously, because like flashback sets are stupid. The veteran sets are stupid right now, and so are the heavyweights. Like, there's no point doing those sets at all because everything just lose coins. They still take two elite tokens right now, two. And I think the best you can pull is like, let me see, what's the most expensive heavy right now? It's probably 200K.
Well, it's tough because do you think those heavyweight packs really crashed their
Yonda.
market?
They did crash the market a lot. I know some people just did that and sold,
Yeah. So
at
that
least.
also hurt that set quite a bit. All right. Boogie, what's your
Yep.
ideal promo? Like, if you could stretch back to your beginning time in Mutt, what was your favorite promo and what can we learn from that promo for this year's or going forward in Mutt?
Okay, and real quick, just
Okay,
to
yep, go
keep
Tex.
track, heavyweights. So we'll just say what 200K to do a flashback set or heavyweight set because of two elite tokens, and then it's best you can pull is Yonda for 210. After that, it's you lose 60K. I don't know if you pull one, so it's just loose coins right now. So the only way you can use your tokens is just going to be in the outsider set to make coins.
They gotta give us
Cut
something else, yeah.
it out. All right, ideal promo boogie.
See, I don't know. In years past, I've always looked towards Vic and Tex because they always have these videos of what EA should do with promo wise, and it was always like fully detailed. And I'd be like, "Yo, I never thought of that." I don't know what my ideal promo would be, but I could tell you highlights of promos of past.
All right.
Like one of the most interactive and funnest times I've had with a promo was Style Master. And I think Madden 15. Me, Shug, CC, and Snap stayed up for 24 hours, passing cards around and doing all that other shit so that we could be the first people to finish that and profit off of coaches, profit off of all the other ones. That was fun because it was like some kind of camaraderie thing. With coins or getting the community involved, two different things. Coin-wise, I would say the best promo. Coin wise,
A lot of people look back at that draft promo in
this pro,
13. Were you playing in 13?
wasn't then. I came 25. I came
Okay.
25, so I didn't know
The draft promo
everything.
was.
All that was like we hear about it like around a campfire. You know what I mean? We hear about the shit y'all had to do where y'all everybody had a billion coins. You know what I mean? Like, everybody had a billion coins. I came 25. This promo at its height, I felt like was good because the little guys could do whatever they felt need be. But I feel like this promo was kind of like loaded. Like, if you came into this promo with millions of coins, you feasted because you could then finesse, move shit around like you're at the computer, you know, at Minority Report. You know?
Yeah.
So hold on, let me get some.
All right. Tex, same question to you before it gets back.
All right, so ideal promo. Style Master was dope because that allowed you to make coins if you happen to have certain cards that had those two chemistries. So it made the market go up. The draft promo back in Madden 13 was cool because if you predicted correctly, you got a bunch of, if you pick the right, like, tail, like number one overall pick, you got like a 600+K for that. So that's if great. You just happen to have that card and it changed over into your binder, like, that was dope. So those were...
You had a card that just changed into coins?
You had a card that you had to put into a set which gave you coins. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And then you could just sell the card as well. There's no repeatable sets in that game.
Okay.
So you just had to sell the card for 600K, which you did because people will buy it. People were weird. That was a weird game because there's no tax in that game. So people would just pay 600K for it. So that was dope as hell. But the ideal promo, like, it's probably Madden 16 or the Madden 17 Easter. I think it might be 16 Easter. Maybe Madden 15 Easter, actually. I think it's Madden 15. I gotta look this up.
What cards?
Yeah, who's in it?
I think that was the one with the... Let me look. I didn't care about the cards. It was like limited time Rod Woodson egg, all that shit. I think it was Emmitt Smith. All that stuff.
Emmitt Smith? Remember? Sounds like... Yeah, was that 15?
That'd be Madden 15.
16, I know we had like...
That was the Ronnie Lott egg year.
Fuck. Was that Ronnie Lott egg?
That was 16. 15, where's Emmitt Smith?
All right, maybe Madden 16 then.
Emmitt Smith was 15.
All right, it was 15. All right. let's see, because I remember I just getting on, pulling a bunch of packs, and I think that whole Madden 15 was just a good formula just for fun. Because I think that's the year we had quick sales inside of packs. It's also we had packs inside of packs. Mm-hmm. That's the year that we could, like, the gifts were just so good. So, like, and so if you pull, I remember, like, exchanging, like,
Super Bowl tickets inside of packs.
So in that in that promo particularly, there was these little eggs you can pull out of packs, these little egg collectibles. If you pulled enough, you could exchange those eggs for more packs. So I remember, like, me and Vic on Skype just pulling over, like, 100 pro packs. And then, like, we'll pull 40 here, get, like, 30 eggs, pull some more, get more eggs, and then re-roll and try it again. And just kept pulling eggs, and gifts and eggs. And it was, I think that's just great because it just allowed people who had coins to maybe get some good stuff and people who didn't have coins to get lucky out of the gifts they got and then end up trying to do the same thing later on. So it just felt like that just was super fun. And that's kind of what I harken back to fun-wise because we haven't had much fun in Madden and since this level... Before Christmas until, like, what, the Blitz? And then so just kind of, but that's just like, because...
that was the promo right before Christmas.
I know, but that doesn't really count, though, because that's just another one of those things in stores where they don't, it's just they offer exclusive fun. Yeah. Like, this was anybody could participate in. The Blitz one, it wasn't for everybody. Because you had to have money for that. They had solos and shit, but you had to be on every, like, 8 hours, whatever, to play.
So you do and you don't like the Blitz-style promos, Texas?
I do like them because it's for money spenders. And... I love that money gives you the chance to actually get money because y'all get screwed all the time. GutFox pulled the sad. I'm still mad. GutFox pulled the saddest Christmas bundle that first day.
That was so.
And then a week later, they offer a 600K topper.
And I pulled 200K out of 100 bucks.
to piggyback on that, I love, like, I'm for the little guys winning and whatnot, but I feel like everybody should get kickback, you know, and. The money spenders is what dictates the market and everything trickles down. But I hate when, like, the promo was in its run, right? And you had that bundle topper that was 600K or whatever it was, the Ghost of Past or Present. I don't know why they would ask you. Of course, you're going to pick the higher one. But
yeah, that was weird.
People were then on Twitter talking about, it's so easy to spend to get coins right now. Like, yeah, if you buy a $100 fucking bundle, you know what I mean? Like... Dickhead, like, no, it's not. Like, what are you talking about? Like, but I hate when people do that, and you just triggered that. Tex, you also triggered what I was talking about when you said the eggs. If I had to go back to the best promo, the best promo or whatever, I would take the solos or whatever aspect of Style Master. Also in Madden 15, remember when they had Tundras that sold for like the price of the pack? Do you remember that? Do y'all remember that? It was like called Frozen Tundra or some shit.
It sounds familiar.
That's where we invented. It was me, Rose, and I don't know who else. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Rose Bowl, but we invented what we called the pack game. You know, we used to sit there and open packs, and if you get a Tundra, you automatically won the pack that round or whatever. That's because Tundras cost as much as the pack, and they were so frequent. You know, that we just sat there and would, for hours on stream, just play the pack game and open packs and not waste not one coin and shit and constantly made coins. That was fun. So piggyback on what he said with his Easter promo with him and Vic. Also, the Blitz, like you were saying, the Blitz ones have that so that the money spenders and everybody get the community engaged, get Twitter buzzing, get everybody in an uproar. And then give a bundle topper that's fucking worth it for once. If people want to spend $100, let them get a 600K bundle topper. That's the perfect promo. Include all that. Give something for the grinders with the Style Master drink so that they can all feel included. Give something for people who are no money spent and want to get that sudden rush of pulling packs. But you're not really reaping shit. You just flip it over for another pack. Give something for, you know what I'm saying, for those who do spend money, and then get something that's going to get everybody together rushing into the store and saying, yo, this is dope, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Do you think EA has gotten almost too smart for themselves or ourselves with packs? Because there's no way, like, I don't remember the last time we got packs that you could rip, sell the contents or quick sell the contents and then keep ripping outside of, like, basically at the start of the game where you know how the start of the game every year, like, if you rip packs, you can make profit off them because there's not that many cards out there, but there's, like, I don't know, because, you know, price is so high at the beginning. Like, is EA too smart with, like, promo packs, like, where they figure out that the average value where the house is always going to win? Did that happen? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And it's been years of them chipping away to get to where we're at now, you know. Just like with WiseUp, OG had the fucking had this dope ass video talking, breaking down when they brought a bunch of content creators to EA, and when he saw the shift, and when he told them that you're going to hurt a lot of people if you make it where you can't pull bundles and stuff with coins, you know, because that was something you could do. Now you're shifting. Once they did that and then started to go in the other direction of when they had a bunch of another year, they had a bunch of them. They had I think Rose told us about this. So this had to be like 15. This had to be like 15 or some shit. But Rose told us they had a bunch of them come down and there was a $20 pack. And that was the Ultimate Pack. Remember when the Ultimate Pack was first introduced and people were in the uproar like, what? $20 for a pack? Look at the prices of packs now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like before it was like $20 for a elite. What? Now look at shit now. It's crazy. It's crazy. But they've been slow stroking us for years, and now we're waking up like wiping our chin and shit. Like what's going on? Like what is this? I don't know how we get out of it. I don't know. I think, but yeah, you're right. They're smart, and they're smarter than us. You know what I mean? They get paid. This is their job, to finesse. They know how to finesse. You know what I mean? Finesse their community.
They've gone to school for years for it, for economics. Exactly. And
exactly. They know how to finesse us better than we can even fathom. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I get you. Texas, what are your thoughts on that? Is EA too smart?
I think they're too smart. That's why they get a little too cute. Some things just go terrible. I mean, we aren't really too smart. They think they're smarter than us because, like, you saw that one guy talking about, what was that dude? I flipped turkeys.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What?
Wait, do you remember that boogie?
Yes, there was an employee that said I've made like 20 mil on turkeys. An employee, like my nigga, you know everything that's coming out the pipeline. You can make 20 mil in your sleep. Don't be on tweeting or on Mudhead talking about how much you made, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
they think they're smart, so because of that. So, and that reason, and they have to, and they it works though, because I mean, this promo started off like a dumb person made it, and then it turns out not this person who made it is actually pretty smart, considering that made a new currency, and everybody that knew how to work this currency made themselves a bunch of coins. And then there's also an option in the store to buy with this new currency. And so it was just, it made EA a lot more money than they probably would have made if they just went traditional with the Christmas promo.
Yeah. I think overall, it was a good promo in my mind. It was hot and cold, but the hot was really hot. We had that exchange set. And a lot of people, like you said, in my opinion, I think this promo was a solid 8. Texas, what's your overall grade for it?
I'm going to go 7 just because it stopped soup before it got started, essentially.
That's a good point. Boogie, overall grade out of 10?
I'm going to go 5. Do better.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And that is it for the podcast. I got nothing else. Anything you guys got before we want to wrap it up?
That's it. It's been a pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, Boogie. I'll put your Twitter and Twitch in the description, so everybody check that out along with Texas' stuff. Texas, any last words?
No, I will see you guys next week.
All right. See ya.